Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers to Healing and Infinite Love, a book about self-investigation and energy awareness for improved interactions for setting realistic life goals for health, success, and prosperity. Today I welcome Jacqueline Ripstein, author of The Art of Healing Art, printed both in black and white paperback and color collector editions. The Art of Healing Art reveals the hidden language of the universe, conveying knowledge, wisdom, and healing tools for those seeking a way to get beyond their three-dimensional suffering, anxiety, and limitations, and to live life in full spectrum. Ms. Ripstein says, only those that see the invisible can do the impossible. Hi, Jacqueline.
How are you? It's so great to be here with you, Cheryl, today.
And to have you here. You know, Jacqueline, as listeners from Healing From Within know, I am an intuitive healer medium, and I'm so grateful and thankful to tap into the higher dimensions of energy and life beyond our physical world to share messages and insights of that universal source for improving our everyday life experience. Like you, who sense and see the beauty of the universe and bring it to the people, both in your art, which is in The Art of Healing Art, and the words and insights that you share, the beauty of your experience and knowledge of universal energy. We hope to share the vision forward in these changing times for people to find peace, well-being, compassion, and love, all the things that our souls were born with and somehow lost along the way, but hope to recover again as we reevaluate life and the purpose for life. In today's episode, Jacqueline, who is recognized globally for her artwork and for her work with the United Nations as a peace envoy, will share her work with the invisible art and light technique and projected images which use higher vibrations of the dimensions beyond our physical experience and show us how we can bring it into our everyday physical reality. The color variations in her book connect to the human energy system, raising the frequency in everyone who views her work, and heals wounds, sometimes known and sometimes unknown. We will discuss the Meridian Stress Assessment, a scientific means to test and measure stress patterns, and how the art in this book has a most definite calming, balancing, and healing effect. Please, Jacqueline, tell us something of your earlier or childhood experiences, as I find that the seeds for our interests and life destiny or plan are already in play at that very creative and expressive time in our life when we're children. When did you first realize you were an artist?
I'm not sure exactly if I ever realized that I was an artist, because when you are, and when you try to be, then, you know, it's a different path. So when you're following that, when you are something and you're following a life passion, you're not trying to be it. So since I was very little, I remember two things. I believed in magic. I would play with, you know, the bibbidi-bobbidi-boo, a wand that my dad had done for me with foil paper. But even though it was foil paper, I just knew I could create magic and transform things. And, you know, it's something that I always have felt that life is magical. And for the other side, I would, you know, go and buy the paint by numbers and just paint and paint and paint and paint. And, you know, it was just my passion. I would tell my mom I was sick, do not go to school and stay to paint. So it was really in my soul, you know, it was really integrated with who I was.
Absolutely. We are born with the spark of the divine love of the universe and life, a love for life. And you were able to feel that love in the color and the vision and the discipline and consistency of developing your connection to these different types of light or visions that you saw that were in essence part of your soul reaching out to the rest of the universe to make connections to eventually develop so you can share it with others. Are there any people or mentors who have greatly influenced your ability to develop your special approach utilizing art for healing?
Well, first of all, with my art, I'm self-taught. I never went to any art school per se. I did have a couple of teachers in Mexico, you know, here and there, Rolando Belfight, but, you know, it was mainly I had to follow a path that was meant to be for me, that was not really in the mode of what you know. I had to go through a path to discover invisible techniques to show people the light of God. And probably if I would have gone to art school, I would have never gotten to the point of discovering, you know, new techniques and new ways of showing people and opening people to consciousness.
That's a very wise statement you just made, because sometimes when we are taking in the opinions and views and techniques of other people, we doubt ourselves. We might question what we might want to express and think we need to do it the way we've been shown. And that's something I talk about on many shows, parenting and how to allow children who are very knowledgeable in their soul essence for loving and sharing and being, and how with the confusion and the expectations that others have for them, they become confused and often separated from their instincts and their intuitive wisdom. So I thank you very much for saying what you said, because that is the truth. You had a gift. You found how to develop it, and you stayed true to your own vision for how to use this gift. And that's what I hope for every individual, actually. It is what we would wish for everyone that we love, every child and every person that we love. So let's go on to, you are have done many events and have been invited to give your peace proposal using the arts as an instrument for world peace. And right now in the world, as you and I know, there's great turmoil and conflict in many parts of the world. And what is it that the people are losing track of? What part is exerting their influence on their decisions and their choices? And what should they be now trying to delve deeper into that would help them lose this need to conquer, to gather, to have, to take from others? Because that's what I see going on in the newspaper and as I listen to the news every day. So what would you say about that?
Well, one of the first things I want to say is that the one that fights is the ego system, is the ego within us.
Yes.
When the spirit acts, it's more with peace. Peace and love are natural states of our spirit. But when we're fighting and when we are against, people, and when we are in a very low vibration and low consciousness, we are really dwelling with the darkest aspects of the ego and its, webs of darkness.
Yeah, we're actually in fear. We're in fear for being separated from having what it is we think we need to survive. It could be money. It could be love. And when we operate from the ego-based essence of our physical life and not from our heart-based essence of truth and cooperation and peace and harmony. We hurt ourselves and we hurt others around us, and the world right now is in that state, but it is through the beauty and vibration of people like you and I talking today, and from your book and my book, sharing the possibilities of how we might create something different just by going into a quiet, peaceful, silent time each day, meditation or just sitting quietly, or a prayer, and attaching and reattaching or realigning ourselves to the universal energy, which is there for every one of us. And I think you're right. People do disengage from the light and joy of their spirit and end up in this pain and darkness, sadness, fear, depression, anger, all the lower vibrations. So we have to help people move away from that. I mean, it will always be there, the shadows, the light and the dark, but we need to recognize it, feel it, know when it's happening to us, and then find ways to come forward towards a lighter way of living and enjoying life. Now, you share with us in the book 15 lessons, and each is a step-by-step teaching tool to explore many areas of suffering, joy, pain, or all the emotions of life. Now, some of the lessons are titled Man and the Cosmos, Architect of Your Own Destiny, The Cosmic Chess Game of Life, The Storms of Life, The Jail of the Ego, The Colors of Life, Eternal Love, From Heaven to Earth. And with each one of these paintings, pieces of artwork you have created, you have the messages that go along with it to help a total awakening or a way for wisdom to come through the work, the art, the words, to support living an empowered, fulfilled, and abundant life. So let's take one of the lessons in the book. I especially love the picture, Eternal Love. It spoke to me on many levels of my unfolding and my awareness and my search for love. So could you tell us something about that picture?
Well, yes. The whole idea with the book, The Art of Healing Art, Healing Art, one word, because people get confused. They don't find it because of that. The whole idea with it, Cheryl, is that the book is here to help you peel through every lesson different aspects of darkness. And it's like an onion. You start peeling them. You start recognizing the light. The one that starts, I don't know if it happened to you, but the whole idea with the book is, as you're reading it, you kind of like say to yourself, I know this, or you kind of like accept certain, you know, sayings in the book and wisdom. The one that recognizes the wisdom is the soul. So as we peel the different layers of darkness, the soul starts to appear more and more present within our lives. So there's two ways to read the book. One by one, each lesson that will take you at the end to a state, higher state of consciousness where you began. You can reread it, and it'll take you again to another level, because consciousness and spirituality go by hand by hand, and they are done in several levels. So, you know, what you do at this point is you're peeling and you're ascending at the same time. The other way of using the book is as an oracle. Due to the book, and as you know, the art has been proven by scientific people internationally because of its high vibrational level, which help us connect directly to our own souls. So the book vibrates in a very high frequency. So when you ask a question, and I mean a question that really is meaningful for your life, because if you do not go deep enough, the book will go directly to questions you're trying to either avoid or to scars that have to be reopened, to be reworked again, in order for us to heal in reality our lives. Why don't we heal? Because within us there are many wounds that are closed, but they're still wounds. And those wounds in energy system are energy forces that are still active, and they're taking part of our energy, light, using it as a dark hole uses in the universe the light. So it's very important.
Yes, you know, when you just said that, I remember the first reading I ever got years ago from a medium, and I had no understanding of how one could receive information from higher source. And yet this man was very accurate about everything he said to me. It was the very first time I had that experience. And my father, who was in spirit, showed up and said, "Would you look at my little girl's heart and see the scars?" So what you just said is so. They are imprinted on our energy system because we are energy. And as an intuitive Reiki practitioner, I work with the chakra system, which is the energy system of the body. You can't see it, but yet it is the force that gives us life. It is the force that connects us to everything we're here to learn, and to every experience we will have, and every issue we will have with love, with work, with developing our talents, with understanding higher consciousness, going from a lower level of emotions to a higher level of emotions. It is imprinted in our chakra system, the energy system, and sometimes we do have to reopen an area of our life or thought process that has not been completed yet, so that we can go from whatever's disturbing us, sorrow, pain, loss, unhappiness, to a higher vibrational state of joy, compassion, happiness, love, bliss, and so on. But it takes work. Now, this is what I always try to get in. It's not an easy process to go within and have a self-investigative process. It is a process that takes time, effort, and you must surround yourself with people, spiritual teachers, others who are interested in this development, so you can have guidance, not only from our guides above in spirit, but on the earth plane too. So I do not by any means want our listeners to think we do this in an easy way. Often we spend a lifetime, or maybe many lifetimes, learning and growing and evolving and changing and reopening old situations so we can make better choices and do it better. Now, Jacqueline, you wrote something in the book that might tie into what we're saying here. You wrote, "In order to reveal the light of God within each painting, I had to learn to use extreme contrasts of light and shade. The stronger the darkness I painted, the more I could show the rays of the light of God, a revelation that led me to understand the sense of our individual existence and the contrast between our light and the many shades of shadows that hide within us. The stronger my tests of life were, the higher the opportunity to reveal the light I was given. We can never dissolve these shadows. We can maneuver them to our benefit to reveal our weakness, the areas that we have to work on, and to reveal our life. When we remove our weaknesses, the light within us emerges. The main goal in our lives is to own what is within us as we identify and accept both our light and our shadows. Only then can we master our lives." That is so beautifully said, because that's what this show is about, empowering ourselves through self-investigation and mastering our emotions and our life. People listening have to understand that we are, each of us, both the light and the dark. We will have the good, and we will have the duality of that. But it really doesn't matter. We have the opportunity through every challenge in our life to move towards something more illuminating and more beautiful in our soul. And I think that ultimately feeds the whole universe and brightens up everyone who lives here in this world and beyond, eternal life and eternal information and knowledge and wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah. That you said it so beautifully.
Thank you. I enjoyed reading it.
You
know, the whole idea that I would love to transmit to people is that we're not living easy times, as you know. Darkness is really kicking off and light is coming in. The more we depress, the more we go down, the more we fall, the more we give our power into darkness. So this book came out exactly to help empower people to be able to live in these times of chaos, and at the same time, it's the entry of the light, you know, to help them, one, peel off, like you were saying, the layers and of darkness, help them get awareness of who they truly are, ignite their inner power, discover their inner child, which is lesson 5, and then you start keeping on, you know, lesson by lesson, until you come out faceted like a diamond. You know, the diamond comes from the darkest of the darkest carbon. Once the carbon goes into pressure, which is what we go through when we get lessons in life, and we truly learn facet by facet, you know, we are shaped in order to shine our light. And eventually, if we become aware that everything that comes into our lives has a two-way, either we become victims or we stand up and we learn the lesson and move on with it to the next lesson of life. And that's the whole idea of this book, Sharon, and that's the whole mission in my life, to show people through the arts and through, you know, the book, inspire their lives to be able to have that a half second, a half moment, to really create the moment for change. You know, I encounter so many people that tell me, you know, please tell me how, or they have an experience with my art. And I always say to them, you know, the only way to truly, truly move into awareness is to, first of all, have responsibility of our lives. Believing in yourself, always remembering that we're worth it. That the deeper we love ourselves, the more the universe will support us.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
That's something really very, very important. And, you know, that's one of the purposes why I created this book, that came from moments of sickness where they thought I had a brain tumor and I couldn't talk. I could barely have a life 1 hour per day. And I turned, once I started, you know, moving in and stopped resisting the idea that I was sick and you know, victimized myself. At that point, when I gave in to it and gave it to God, the whole book was dictated to me.
And then you started to be in a higher vibrational state with this connection to universal energy or source. So the experience you had, which was challenging and difficult, brought you through to a higher awareness of life, yourself, and beyond. And it was necessary. So people have to realize that there's nothing bad. No experience we're having is too challenging or too bad. You must allow, accept, and surrender to what is going on in the flow of life, as it will take you always into a more beautiful understanding of yourself and what's possible. And in my new book, The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, just like you, I am sharing stories of miracles and possibilities for creation to help open people's hearts and minds to their inner soul energy and their connection to all of life through the infinite evolving universal source. And in my inner vision, not as an artist, but as a visionary, I wish to share a higher view of life, beauty, love, color, compassion, the experience and joy of life, both in its spiritual and physical aspects, so people can see they do have choices here and now, right now, to improve themselves, their communities, and the world, and to bring peace and harmony. And that is what we strive to do. And I would just like to mention that the cover of your book is both pink and blue. And to me, it represents the harmony and balance of all the energies within each of us, male and female, and how we need to respect and honor each individual for all that they are. I want to thank you, Jacqueline Ripstein, for a lifetime of sharing beauty and the vision of light in your artwork and in your expression for peace in the world. To read and purchase Jacqueline's book, The Art of Healing Art, go to theartofhealingart.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have shared Jacqueline's spiritual connection for downloading the beautiful messages of the divine that speak of love, compassion, and raising our consciousness as humans to a more divine and humane way of living. As it is written by Aristotle long ago, the purpose of art is to represent not the outward appearance of things, but their inward significance. Now, this was in your book, Jacqueline. According to Michael J. Gelb, author of How to Think Like Leonardo da Vinci, he wrote, "This is about Jacqueline Ripstein's magical images, which bring forth the invisible realm and inspire us to experience a connection with higher levels of consciousness." Goethe wrote that the true work of art is the mediator of the inexpressible. Jacqueline embodies this mediation in her art and in her being. She expresses her vision of the angelic world in a unique, authentic, and exquisitely beautiful way. How is she able to do this? She is herself an angel of hope. After spending a week at her studio, surrounded by her magnificent paintings and images from many different illustrated books about Leonardo, Gelb reached for one of the books to find a particular passage, and he said to Jacqueline, "What we are doing would make Leonardo smile." The moment the words left Gelb's mouth, they both saw the heading of the page he had randomly opened, which read, "The Smile of Leonardo." In the beginning of his treatise, Leonardo penned a dedication, "May God, light of all things, designed to enlighten me, who here treat of light." And Jacqueline, you wrote, "May my art serve to guide you in an inspirational journey to where its images and hidden messages become a way to reveal your inner light being. Let each painting be the mirror of your soul." Jacqueline and I would leave you with this thought in finding the beauty within your own being and life. You transcend the ordinary aspects of our physical world, traumas, personal problems, and fears, and ascend into the higher consciousness and possibilities for universal light, love, and the most divine parts of yourself. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, and invite listeners to go to my website, CherylGlick.com. To hear leaders speak of the many ways to learn more about our human and divine talents, offering techniques and methodologies for creating your best life. Also go to webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you very much.